Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Validating DAFA Working in a Restaurant by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China.
Minghui Fahui, Validating DAFA Working in a Restaurant by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I worked in a restaurant this past year and would like to share how I validated the Fa at work. A neighbor referred me for work in a busy restaurant. She told me that the restaurant did very well and that I could make a lot of money without having to work very hard. However, there was a restaurant rule which stated that it did not hire Falun Gong practitioners. Please don't act like you do now by telling everyone you meet that you're a practitioner. You will get me in trouble, she warned me. I knew that the restaurant's rule did not apply to a DAFA practitioner and that teacher had arranged this job opportunity for me. I said, "Do I look that dumb to you?" And she smiled. The manager asked for my age, and I told her that I was 44. She was impressed. "No way. You look like you're in your early 30s. My neighbor told the manager, "The customers won't bother to ask her age. Perhaps they'll even think that she is single." The manager smiled and agreed. She then asked me where I graduated from, and I told her that I didn't even graduate from elementary school. She became worried that I would not be able to use the software to place the orders. I guaranteed her that I would learn quickly because it looked like something anyone could do on a cell phone. She agreed and gave me 2 days to learn how to use the software before starting work. These past few years, I performed whatever DAFA work I was given and learned a lot of things. I felt the teacher opened my wisdom, enabling me to learn everything quickly. I learned how to type with pinyin, romanization of Chinese characters, easily, years ago. And now I needed to learn something in order to validate the Fa. So how could it be difficult? If teacher had arranged for me to do this work, he would surely help me to learn it. In 2 days, I was very familiar with operating the software. This restaurant was famous in the neighborhood, and there were customers there all day. The manager let me watch another waiter my first day on the job, and I was on my own the next day. A few days later, the manager praised me in the morning meeting. The first day, Jin Lian was on the job. A customer wrote a letter to thank her. I haven't seen this since I've been a manager. In the past few days, I found Jin Lian to be very competent and her service was excellent, better than those who've worked this job for years. We must be patient with our customers. Some of them are difficult, but don't they bring in the money? When you all have time, talk to Jin Lian and learn how she performs her work. I saw all kinds of customers. Some would say anything when they were drunk. It's true that customers are not easy to serve. Many young girls refuse to do this job. Teacher said, quote, "Only by being among the most complex group of people and in the most complex environment can one cultivate the high-level gong. It implies this," end quote. John Falun. Teacher provided the opportunity for me to save people in this environment during Fa rectification. I have teacher to protect me and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to guide me. I can do any job and steadfastly walk the path. Whenever I finished my work, I helped others. I got along well with my co-workers. One of them told me, "Sis, why are you so nice to everyone?" I explained how Falun Gong changed me into this kind of person. Others asked me, "Sis, what lotion do you use to make yourself look so young?" I told them that Falun Gong cultivates both body and mind. One was amazed by how energetic I am. "I have never seen you tired." I told her that Falun DAFA helps me to eliminate my attachments, and when I do, I naturally become full of energy. This restaurant did have a rule for not hiring Falun Gong practitioners. When everyone in the restaurant found out that I was a practitioner, no one talked about having me fired, but instead helped me keep it secret. They came to my room to chat with me when they had time. A while later, I introduced another practitioner to help out in the kitchen. The kitchen staff loved her. I've never seen people work so hard. I don't even put out that much effort in my own kitchen at home. She did more work than several people put together. This practitioner also clarified the truth to others. Everyone trusted her as if she were family. The manager said more than once, "How come Falun Gong practitioners are so wonderful? I think the company rule is wrong." After everyone got to know me and understood what kind of a person a practitioner is, it became easy for me to validate the faux. For the customers I only saw once, I needed to clarify the truth with wisdom while they ate, which was not easy. Groups came, including families, friends, and co-workers. They all had their topics of interest, and I could not just interrupt their conversation. Nonetheless, I believed that teacher had arranged this for me, and those that I served must have predestined relationships with me. There must be opportunities for me to clarify the truth, depending on how I handled it. One time, a group of young people came in to eat. They weren't considerate of other customers, and even the girls spoke loudly and yelled. They had a lot to drink, and one of them suggested that maybe it was time to stop drinking. A tall boy argued that he wanted more. I told him, "Please stop drinking. It's not good for you if you drink too much." He was a bit surprised because it was not my business. Of course, he felt that I truly cared about him. He told me, "Sis, I will listen to you because you really care about me." A girl asked, "Sis, how old are you?" When I told her that I was 44, she raised her voice. "No way. You don't look much older than me. What did you do to stay this way?" That tall boy said, "If this is true, I need to call you Auntie." "Auntie, let me tell you, only my mother cares about me like you just did. She works out of town, and I only see her once a year. I indeed feel your intentions were good." I started to tell them that I was kind to everyone because of my belief in Falun Dafa. Suddenly, these young people seemed to sober up from the alcohol and listened to me quietly. There were certain times when I couldn't find an opportunity to clarify the truth. I tried my best every time. Once, several people who worked in a court came to eat. They didn't talk much at the table. I filled their water glasses and poured their soup when necessary. They didn't talk, and I quietly sent righteous thoughts. I developed the habit of sending righteous thoughts to the customers I served in order to eliminate the evil, negative energy behind them. After they left, one of them returned while I was cleaning up the room. I thought that he had forgotten something, and I asked him what he'd left behind. He said, "I almost left behind my conscience." I didn't understand what he meant, and then he told me, "We have never met a waitress like you, enthusiastic, with proper manners. They wanted me to come back and fill out a survey to thank you. Otherwise, we'd feel bad." My opportunity to clarify the truth had come. I told him that I was this way because I practiced Falun Gong. I wanted him to remember that Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I wanted him to share my words with his co-workers. I requested that if he came across cases concerning Falun Gong, that he must work the case with conscience and observe things with his own eyes. He promised that he would certainly do so. Some people I served were gang members. It was not difficult to clarify the truth to them. The key was to be sincere. One time, a dozen of them entered the restaurant. When they got into the room, one of them yelled to have the chairs cleaned, another wanted water immediately, and one screamed to have the air conditioner cranked up. I took care of each demand. I had heard bad things about them from other waitresses. I calmed myself down and had no fear. I sent righteous thoughts continuously to eliminate the evil energy. I knew that they had predestined relationships with me, and teacher had arranged for me to save them. As long as my mind was strong as diamond, I could change my surroundings. Teacher said, quote, "The bigger you perceive the challenges to be, the harder things will be to carry out. since the appearance stems from the mind, end quote. Fa teaching given at the Epoch Times meeting. I was sure to change the environment. A man with dark skin was the gang leader. He told me to bring a few cigarette lighters. I told him that the restaurant did not provide lighters. He said, tell your manager that Lao San wants lighters and tell her we want one for each of us. As I left the room, I overheard him saying that I was inexperienced and didn't know that they never bring lighters around. I asked the manager who Lao San was. She said nothing and gave me a bunch of lighters. Be careful and don't irritate them. I went into the room and put a lighter in front of each one of them. Lao San said, do you know me? I said, no. He asked again, and I gave the same answer. He was very aggressive, but I felt extraordinarily calm. He stared at me and held his temper. Take the order. He ordered a lot of expensive dishes that all included meat. He kept going, and I said, you ordered too much meat. That should be enough. How about a vegetable dish? He looked at me and said, what kind of waitress stops the customers from spending money? Don't you get paid more if I spend more? His friends began criticizing me. I said, you should not order like this, even if you are rich. Having vegetables cuts down the grease. Isn't that nice? Lao San gave me a strange look and said, if these words came from another person's mouth, I would have slapped his face right away. But I can tell that you have good intentions. I will listen and order some vegetable dishes. Later, Lao San asked me if I was afraid of bad people. I said no. And then he asked me, do you think that we are bad people? I replied, no, you are all quite nice to me. Lao San put down his chopsticks and looked helpless. Buddies, how come I just cannot be mean today? I see her and I just feel that she's really nice. The others were quiet. Lao San turned to me and said, sis, is it better to be kind or evil? I replied, of course kind is better. It is even better if you are truthful, compassionate, and forbearing. Lao San became quiet. One of his friends said, you are a Falun Gong practitioner? I confirmed. Lao San then said, no wonder you are so kind because you practice Falun Gong. Falun Gong is indeed good. The topic turned to fortune-telling. One said that fortune-telling was very accurate and believable. Another said that the fortune tellers were cons. They began to argue. Lao San said, stop, let's hear how Falun Gong looks at the issue. Sis, do you believe in fortune telling? I replied, it surely has certain accuracies, otherwise how could it be passed down for so many years? However, the real fortune tellers are certainly not those vendors on the streets. My advice is not to go to them because there is an old saying, once your fortune is told, good things will not happen, and the bad things will scare you. They all laughed. It is true. I continued, all the prophecies and fortune-telling in the past thousands of years are trying to wake up people in this world now and let them know of the life-saving great law before catastrophe strikes. The topic switched back to Falun Gong. I followed their questions and clarified the truth to them. In the end, Lao San said, Falun Gong is truly wonderful. Even if we don't practice it, the next time we see Falun Gong practitioners, we can only help them, at least not hurt them. Others told him, we will keep in mind what you told us. One of them told Lao San, this is why I admire you. You are clear on everything and can tell right from wrong. This is my experience in the restaurant during the past year. I thank Master for protecting and encouraging me. I thank fellow practitioners for helping me. I will progress more diligently and do well in my practice.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.